Okay, the White House having an official TikTok account might be the final nail in the coffin for TikTok. I'm going to tell you why this is a giant red flag. So just to jog your memory, this is the chronology of events. During his first term, Donald Trump wanted TikTok banned from the United States. The US government had made multiple attempts since then to ban TikTok. Do you guys not remember how, like, literally lawmakers grilled Sho for several hours and one dumbass asked him, "Does it connect to the Wi-Fi?" But after many failed attempts of getting it banned, they finally got it banned by sneaking it into a bill to give billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And then Biden signed it into law. Interesting enough, the CEO of TikTok, Sho, made a statement, but that was the last time we ever heard of him ever again. Then 2025 rolls around. That fateful day on January 19th, the day before Donald Trump got inaugurated as president, TikTok went dark for 14 hours. And ever since then, it has been super glitchy and weird, where there's high censorship and you can't even use certain emojis like a clown emoji without getting a community guidelines violation. Many of you guys have seen several content creators talk about the new community guidelines that are going to roll out on September 13th that are extremely strict. And in particular is the violation that you're going to receive if you talk negatively about certain political figures. Now that brings us to today, August 21st, 2025, 2 days after the White House made an official TikTok account. Here we are where TikTok is supposed to be banned again September 17th and the new community guidelines are supposed to be released September 13th, but the White House created a TikTok account August 19th and TikTok CEO Zhao has not made a statement since, I don't even know, November, December of last year. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting.